Lucifer paused at the weathered stone archway. He ignored the many people who passed by, either heading to or from the ancient city. No one noticed him. None came close enough to even jostle the fallen angel. They unconsciously avoided an unperceived presence, flowing past him like river water around a stone. Lucifer reached out and placed a restraining hand on the chest of a man as he drew close. The man stood about 5.5 feet tall, average for the time. He gasped slightly as he looked up to meet Lucifer's ice-blue eyes. He wore a short-sleeved tunic of well-crafted wool that ended just above the knee. A deep red shawl draped over the man's shoulder and wrapped around his body.
"Apologies,"
said the man as he made to circle around the fallen angel.
"I did not see you there."
"No doubt," replied Lucifer with a smile and continued.
"Might I have a brief word?"
The man shook his head as he tried again to shoulder past.
"I am in haste and I have a business."
Lucifer rested two fingers against the man's temple, causing him to cut off mid-sentence.
"Oh, this won't take long, Tiny Robin. I'll have you on your little ape way in no time."
"In no time," repeated the man lazily.
Lucifer nodded, then said,
"Who rules here?"
"Emperor Claudius."
Insights from the past flared within the fallen angel. A man in his 20s being stabbed and collapsing to the ground. Claudius walking with a limp and accepting the laurel crown.
"How long?" "9 years, Domine."
Lucifer shuddered as new images from days yet to come flashed through his mind. A woman slipping poison into a cup, a young man standing over Claudius's corpse and proclaiming the dead emperor to be a god while his mother, the poisoner, looked on. A city on fire. Lucifer laughed, and the man shrank back as the fallen angel gripped him warmly on both shoulders.
"Oh, I just love Rome, Marcellus. Love it."
The man's eyes widened in alarm.
"Domine, how did you know my name?"
"I know lots of things, Marcellus. Lots.
Now off with you.
Remember, you have business elsewhere."
The man nodded and brushed past, but Lucifer spun around and called after him.
"Oh, Marcellus, don't dawdle with that herd master of yours. He's not the source of your problems. You might try getting home a bit earlier than expected. Who knows what your business partner and that lovely wife of yours might be up to in your absence."
Marcellus's countenance darkened at the implication, and Lucifer raised his hands innocently.
"Don't get upset with me. I'm just trying to help. I'm a helper."
He made a shooing motion toward the man and said,
"Off you go. I can't spend all day fixing your woes. Have to go meet father."
Lucifer passed through the Porta Capena and traced his fingers along its roughly mortared stones while humming to himself. He paused again to regard an intricately carved plaque set into the stone which depicted Numa Pompilius and the nymph Egeria as they watched the Capenian gate being constructed. Lucifer cocked his head and frowned as he stared intently at the nymph.
"Egeria,"
he said sourly.
"I remember you. Not a nymph at all."
He poked a finger at the image.
"Fairy. Oberon and Titania broke the mold with you, little one. How I wish you hadn't gifted these Romans with the concept of law. I fear it was spread."
A moment later, his face broke into a grin, and Lucifer felt the familiar warmth as his eyes burned their ruby red.
"Then again, you also gave them religions, so I'll call it even."
Lucifer whipped his head around and stared westward. He felt the distant power build and braced himself. It washed through the ancient city in a wave, unseen and unfelt by Rome's inhabitants. The fallen angel leaned forward as he saw the shimmering power approach and arched his back when it struck him. His skin tingled and tiny sparks of violet energy played up and down his body. Then it was gone.